concerning the fiery trial which may try you, as though some strange thing happened.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be I end up destroying North Korea because we would retaliate. It would wipe out the electrical grid in America. I suddenly shut down our transportation, suddenly destroy our financial system, and could very well disrupt our entire structure of our society and our military. And I was personally told this by Michael Ballouf today. He's going to be our guest on our afternoon program on Friday, but he is very, very concerned. And the people in Washington, D.C. are very concerned. And the fact that you're not hearing about this through the mass media is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists over what the American people think. Are we going to have an EMP attack on America? I frankly don't know. I hope and pray we don't. But I think you have to realize that there is that a very real possibility. And the fact that information is being suppressed should give us all pause to wonder why. Well, let's get to David Carmichael. Hi, David. How are you tonight?
I'm well, Dr. Monty.
Well, why don't you just tell our little listeners just a little bit about your background and why you are very, very concerned about what's going on today?
Well, my concern is really around antidepressants and trying to prevent antidepressant tragedies like my own. 2004, I just started Paxil, and it was on 40 milligrams, and I started to have a lot of the side effects that many of your listeners would have. A lot of it's called akathisia, where you start to feel anxious. And,
well, you're going to have to speak up a little louder. Go right ahead.
Well, when I first started the antidepressant Paxil in 2004, I started to have a lot of the sort of symptoms that a lot of your listeners would have if they've been on this type of antidepressant called the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. Akathisia, suicidal thoughts and things like that. And I thought if I took a little more, I'd get a little better, and I became severely psychotic.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back with David in just a moment here. But ladies and gentlemen, this is a very real problem. Almost 90% of the mass shootings in America that have occurred in the schools have all been related to these serotonin-blocking products, and nobody ever talks about that.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House number 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening, David Carmichael, back in 2004, was depressed, and so his doctor put him on Paxil, and he wasn't getting that much better, so he increased the dose of it, and he became, frankly, psychotic. He killed his son. He was tried for murder, and basically, the courts in Canada recognized what we never recognize here, and that is the fact that these drugs, the SSRI drugs, actually increase the level of serotonin, and it actually increases the suicidal and homicidal tendencies on the part of individuals. Now, basically 90% of certainly the people responsible for these mass murders across America have been on these SSRI drugs, including Adam Lanza back there in, of course, in that Newtown, Connecticut, but basically, they're not going to tell the American people that. Oh, no, it's the guns that are responsible. And, of course, they have this great campaign. And yet, of course, at least in Canada, they recognize the effects of these drugs, and they at least warn people that they tend to create homicidal tendencies. And basically, of course, you had no idea really what you were doing or the implications of it, did you?
Well, I had no idea. And, in fact, in the courts, my defense was a mental illness defense, to be not criminally responsible. We didn't even talk about the drug during my case. It was a major depression that triggered the psychotic episode. The drug is now, I've got a lawsuit filed against GlaxoSmithKline in Canada, so now we're raising the drug issue. But back in 2004, right through my trial in 2005, we didn't talk about the drug because at that time, there was so little known about it. But recently in Winnipeg, there was an actual judge, there was a teenager who killed his friend, and the judge actually said as part of his judgment that he thought Prozac caused that boy to kill his friend. And that was the first in this country for an actual judge to stand up and say, I think it was the drug.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is a very real problem. It's not an imaginary problem. It is a very real problem in the United States. And yet, of course, we just don't talk about that because of the degree of control that exists over the media. And, of course, they're using the tragedy that has occurred. So many of these school shootings, whether it would be in Columbine there, certainly in Colorado, whether it would be in Newtown, Connecticut, I think it's also the case there with homes, basically, they're going after at the present time. They're all been on these psychotropic drugs that increase the tendency towards both killing, homicide, and suicidal tendencies. Well, basically, of course, David is working with a group trying to get information out on that. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about these organizations you're working with and their effort to educate the people? And if you're out there across America and you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But David, you pick up the story. And basically, is there awareness in Canada of the danger of these drugs?
There's a growing awareness. I also think there's a growing awareness in the United States. Even in Sandy Hook, which you have mentioned, Dr. Monteith, there's a petition to try to get the toxicology results released for Adam Lanza. There are parents in that community that are aware that it might have been the drug. It's just not about the gun. In fact, we know the gun legislation has dominated the discussion about Sandy Hook. You know, we hear a lot about that in Canada. But there is growing awareness that the mental illness piece is a key piece, and not the fact that he was mentally ill, but the fact that he was being treated in all likelihood. And that's no different with the Aurora shooter. He was being treated. And as you had mentioned, 90% of those school shooters are on some type of psychoactive drug, and it's usually an antidepressant.
And basically, of course, if you really begin to look into this and study it, you find out that there is a very real problem. And one of the problems, those of you who have heard my interviews with Dr. Bill Walsh, of course, he's a PhD, who's actually evaluated some 25,000 people and with schizophrenia and depression and manic depression. And he finds that most of these are certainly related to nutrient problems, and if they can take on the nutrient problems, these people get better. In fact, Dr. Walsh is going to Australia this coming week. He's going to be teaching about 100 doctors over there in Australia how to treat patients without giving the medication at all. For psychiatric illness, of course, you have to deal with the nutrient problems. His book, Nutrient Power, available from Radio Liberty, and will be making a four-tape set available down the line. It's vitally important that people understand you're not being told the truth about the origin of so many of the psychiatric problems that plague our people today. And many of these psychiatric problems lead to homicidal actions, and then, of course, the people are sent to prison for the rest of their lives, whereas the real problem was mental illness. Well, David, what sort of response is there up in Canada? Do the people there in Canada understand what is really going on much better, do you think, than people here in the United States?
Well, I think our media, we don't allow direct-to-consumer advertising in this country, so the major television networks and radio stations, they don't get as much advertising money from the pharmaceutical industry. So as a result, I think we talk about it a little more. You'll see more newspaper articles. You'll see more television shows, documentaries. You know, there's a documentary on our family tragedy in 2007 on CTV W5, which is like 2020 or 60 minutes in the U.S. So we are a little more open to discussing it, but people are still blinded. You know, they have so much faith in their doctor. Their doctors are influenced so much by the pharmaceutical industry. And, you know, in the United States, they're considered, you know, by public citizens the most corrupt industry in the U.S. with more than $30 billion in fines in 20 years, yet, you know, when we talk about evidence-based medicine, we're talking about the evidence that they're providing to doctors. So how can we trust any of that? Your comments about nutrients, I've been off medication myself for 2.5 years. I exercise regularly, and I eat as healthy as I possibly can, and I'm doing well. And I'm very fortunate to be able to work for Dr. David Healy, who's a world-leading authority on the risk of these drugs, suicide and homicide.
Why don't you tell our listeners, because some of the people certainly, the stations were not tuned in, when you mentioned this gentleman you're working for, who is he and what is he trying to do?
Well, Dr. David Healy is from Wales, and he is one of the groundbreakers in terms of having the courage to stand up and speak out about the risks of, it started with Prozac and then Paxil and other drugs. Was involved in looking at some of the clinical trial data and realizing just how much the drug companies have hidden in their clinical trials. And now he founded an organization called risk.org, and I'll spell it because it's got that RX symbol, the prescription symbol right in it. It's RXISK.org. And it's the most comprehensive, independent database of drug side effects, not just psychiatric drugs, but all drugs. In the world, it's got the FDA data, Health Canada, it's got data from over 100 countries, all consolidated in one place. And then we're also getting reports from people based on their own experiences, so they don't have to go through a really lengthy process with government regulators. So we know exactly what's happening with what drug, and we promote that through our newsletters, through David Healy's blog. But he is, it's to me, when I first looked at the Paxil piece, I actually talked with a lawyer in Texas named Andy Vickery, and he had a successful case. It was the Tobin case, a successful judgment against GlaxoSmithKline. A man named Donald Schnell, who in 2000 killed his wife, daughter, granddaughter, then himself after being on Paxil just for a few days. And I met with Andy in Texas in 2008, and David Healy was one of his expert witnesses. And ever since then, I've been a big fan of David's. And now I'm very fortunate to be the media relations officer for the organization that he founded. Just this past, we just launched our website last October.
And I think basically in the defense of the doctors, they just don't know. And certainly I was a practicing physician from 1960 until about 1963. I still go to the meetings. Certainly 20 years later, I'm still attending medical meetings. And we never talk about these things at the medical meetings. I go to a medical meeting almost every Friday. And the doctors certainly are influenced by those meetings. And if they never tell them the truth, they're never going to know it. You're not going to see this thing written up in most medical journals. Oh, you can find it if you really look into it, but it's not being stressed, and it's only in very limited, certainly journals. If you're not certainly into mental health journals, why the average doctor isn't going to read those? Because basically the pharmaceutical industry controls the major medical organizations, and I'm talking about the American Medical Association, the American Dental Association. They control certainly the meetings that the doctors go to. They send their representatives, we call them detail men or detail women, or the reps around to the doctors, and they talk to the doctors, and they give them all sorts of information and literature, and they do not tell them about the terrible danger that they're putting their patients in when they give them these psychotropic medications. And certainly the studies really show that for mild and moderate, certainly depression, Prozac, these other products don't do any good. But they do a tremendous amount of harm, because they can very well, of course, incite psychopathic and homicidal and suicidal tendencies in the parts of the people. I'm sure you're well aware of these things, aren't you, David?
Well, you know, when you work through a tragedy like ours, and I've reconciled with my wife and daughter, and we're trying to rebuild our lives, and it's a challenge every day. You know, I walk the streets in Canada, and, you know, many people think that I got away with murder. And if I was in the United States, I'd probably be in prison. I mean, there are people. I've been out speaking in North Carolina. David Crespi, you know, 1 week on Prozac, killed his twin daughters, a senior vice president of a bank. And I met with Kim Crespi, and we were out there. And we actually had a great response from the mainstream media. We had all five major networks there. We had ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, CNN. They all interviewed us. They came to our workshop we did on medication education. And I'll tell you, I did not feel like a perpetrator in North Carolina, and I do often in Canada, where people try to judge me and thinking that I got through the system or that I got away with murder. And the focus, and all of them talked about the drugs, except ABC, actually. So I think people are starting to get it. I think they are really starting to get it, Dr. Monkey.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I have the advantage of being both a physician and a talk show host. And I will tell you, the doctors mean well. They want to help their patients. They want to do what's right. But of course, they're not getting the information. And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, it's so vitally important that you get the information and you get to them. And of course, if enough of the doctors begin to understand what's going on, they wouldn't be prescribing these terrible, terrible medications, which do far more harm than they do good. But the average doctor doesn't know. My telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Hello folks, this is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center, and over the past years we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for health, truly do always yourself. Being free of disease is real well. Home for health.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's David Carmichael. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And why do you think it is that back there in Connecticut they will not release the blood tests on Adam Lanza, the shooter there at the Sandy Hook School in Newtown, Connecticut? It's because they don't want you to know he was on psychotropic medication. And, of course, that's what it was all about. It certainly was not the guns. But they're using the tragedy there, the 20 children who died, basically, of course, to disarm the American people. It's being used at the state, at the national level, because basically they want to disarm the American people, because, of course, these people want a centralized power. But they, why would they not release the information requested by the parents of the children who died? But you're not going to hear about that on most radio programs. That's why I do what I do 5 hours a day. Our David's guest is David Carmichael. And if you have a question or comment about this, give us a call. But remember, of course, what is the psychiatric, or what is the active ingredient in Prozac and Luvox and so many of these psychotropic drugs? Why, it's fluoride, ladies and gentlemen. It's the product that they add to your drinking water. And, of course, it has a definite effect on the mind. They know that. The average individual doesn't understand that. Well, David, certainly, basically, you're talking about giving talks here in the United States. And basically, this gentleman who had actually killed, what was it, both of his daughters?
David Crespi out in North Carolina, yes, he killed his twin daughters in 2006, 7 days on Prozac.
And what happened to him? I mean, what did the courts do with him?
Well, you know, it's a very unfortunate situation, and I was out there where, you know, if I could have any influence over trying to educate the North Carolina public to try to help David get another trial, he pleaded guilty to get the death penalty taken off the table. He didn't want to die, and he was also heavily medicated at the time, but he pleaded guilty to murder and got 2 consecutive life terms. So now he's in prison in North Carolina, and his wife is raising the 3 children, the surviving children, and, you know, she's an amazing woman, Kim Crespi, and she's working very hard to try to get David a new trial.
And this is the thing, ladies and gentlemen, very often, of course, they'll put tremendous pressure on people. I mean, just sort of look at the picture of Holmes there, James Holmes, the fellow who did the shooting in the theater. And basically, of course, the initial pictures you saw of him, he looked quite psychotic. Look at the pictures of him now. It looks like an entirely different individual. And they're trying, of course, his lawyers who are working for the government are trying to get him to plead guilty. The last thing, of course, they really want is for the truth to come out, and they're not going to use the sort of defense that they would, because the last thing that the people who control the drug industry want is for the American people to realize that the drugs that they're putting out are creating psychosis in our people. Now, are there suits at the present time against GlaxoSmithKline and friends? There should be. They should have taken these medications off the market a long time ago. Are the lawsuits being waged against them to try to get this information out? Or are they settling these because the last thing they want, we're talking about a multi-billion dollar industry, basically fantastic amounts of money that are made by these drug companies putting out this medication that the studies show, as far as Prozac specifically, that it does almost no good at all with mild to moderate depression. Sometimes it'll have some effect on severe depression, but basically, where do we stand as far as putting pressure on the drug companies to get them to withdraw these medications and tell the public the truth?
You know, Dr. Monteith, I think thanks to shows like Radio Liberty and other online shows, I think the American public are starting to understand this, and I think there's a possibility. You know, you mentioned about, you know, people who are filing these suits and they're being settled. I think, you know, it'd be nice to see a bit of a resurgence. You know, 2001 was a successful case in Texas with Andy Vickery and Paxil, and, you know, the Donald Schnell case, which was Tolbin versus GlaxoSmithKline. We may see some more coming back. There's other issues raising about birth defects in these drugs, and people are now realizing that, you know, these drugs are poison in what the pharmaceutical company is trying to promote as healthy doses, but they're every bit as toxic as some of these illegal drugs and causing just as many problems. There are young people in Canada and the United States who are in court because of their violent behavior, not because of their personality, but because of these drugs. And I think even the criminal justice system and police are starting to realize these prescription drugs are problematic.
But because the organized medicine will not speak out, because the American Medical Association and the California Medical Association, and I know a lot about the CMA, because at one time I was certainly one of the best known people there, and I certainly had a large following within organized medicine. But even though I had a large following, why, of course, the leaders had no intention of doing what was right. The doctors could vote one way in the elections, and the leadership would go exactly the opposite way. And the doctors were never smart enough or really dedicated enough to figure out what was really going on. And eventually I gave up. But our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary, outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and people find it very difficult to believe that these things could really be going on. There could be things happening in medicine that are killing people, and that suddenly the average person doesn't know. The average doctor either doesn't know or doesn't speak out. And I will tell you, I learned a lot, and this is a little off the subject, but it was many years ago, certainly 1990. From about 1986 to 1995, I led the battle with an organized medicine in California to try to address the HIV, the AIDS epidemic, as a public health issue, and to do standard, certainly, public health testing, premarital testing for HIV disease, prenatal testing for HIV disease, postnatal testing, and basically to do routine testing in doctor's offices to identify who they had the medication and try to stop its spread. And we were effectively blocked by organized medicine. Now, this is what we did with syphilis. It worked very efficiently. We stopped the spread of syphilis long before penicillin ever came around. And that's what we could have done with, certainly with HIV disease. But, of course, organized medicine, the leaders of organized medicine at the state and national level, had no intention of doing that. And I will tell you, I had two public health officers come to me. They were together. They were obviously friends. And they stopped me on the steps to one of the buildings where we're having a meeting. And they said, Stan, we want you to know that what you're doing is right. We're solidly behind you, but we can't come out publicly and back you. But you keep up the good work. And that's really the way it is. There are people, I'm sure, in the Federal Drug Administration who know what's going on, who would like to bring out the truth, but they don't dare. Why? Because they'd lose their jobs, as those public health officers who accosted me would lose their jobs. Of course, I tell the whole story about the AIDS epidemic in my book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. That's AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. We had, I think, pretty close to 30,000 or more copies out across America. And if you'd like to get that, we still have copies. It's well worthwhile reading. Only, Chris, when I wrote the book, I did not or I would not believe that this was a man-made disease, which we know today is the case. They wanted to kill a lot of people, and they've killed probably close to 100 million throughout the world. They'll only admit to killing about 30 million throughout the world in Africa. But we know what the statistics are out of Africa. Whereas in Botswana, where they test every woman, 46% of all the women are HIV infected, and they're all going to die. A very successful genocidal program, but nobody ever wants to say that. Well, our guest is David Carmichael. We're talking about the fact that he actually had killed his son, suddenly in a psychiatric reaction after being on Paxil back in, 2004?
It was 2004,
and he eventually, of course, was tried, but fortunately they were able had good lawyers. He was able to get off, and he's dedicated his life ever since then to try to get people to understand that the psychotropic medications, the serotonin-blocking blocking medications already do create psychiatric problems. They create homicidal tendencies and suicidal tendencies. Now, apparently, they do put that on the boxes. When did they start actually having the black box warning on those drugs? Do you know?
Yeah, it was 2004. That's when it started in the United States, and that's when Health Canada got the warnings out. And for me, on a personal level, when I was told by one of my friends, a psychiatrist, when I was in a psychiatric hospital just outside of Toronto in Canada, which is the area that I'm living in now. You know, I set up a website in 2006, davidcarmichael.com, and I went public. I went public around this, and actually what prompted me to go public was Andrea Yates, the case, to, you know, in the United in Texas.
Oh, yeah, the woman who killed her five or six children. I've always felt that, that she was a victim of her psychiatric drugs.
She was on twice the recommended maximal level of effects, and then she was taken off almost cold turkey. And then she drowned her five children. And when she was being moved from prison to a psychiatric hospital, it was in the summer of 2006, end of July, and all the major networks were using the word psychosis, and no one described what it was. So I said, I'm going to go public, and I have a YouTube video now called Paxil-Induced Homicide. It takes people into the psychotic episode that I had, and I'm now doing some workshops in Toronto on May 2nd called Preventing Antidepressant Tragedies, where I actually take people into my psychotic episode, where I was actually very calm and organized. I had everything planned out, and beyond even my comprehension now, how you become so severely psychotic without somebody being able to tell you're psychotic, but it really parallels a lot with the school shooters. Parallel Virginia Tech, you know, you talk about the Aurora Theater shooting, James Holmes, Adam Lanza, their behavior was very similar to my own. So there's something happening, and it's almost like North America's in denial. Although we know the drug companies know, they've known about this for 20 years or more, you know, but now I think the public is starting to understand what these drugs can actually do. And as I mentioned, I work for an organization, RISC.org, R-X-I-S-K.org, where Dr. David Healy, a world-leading authority on some of the dangers, he's a psychiatrist, psychopharmacologist from the UK, he's been talking about this, you know, since the 90s, and he is well aware of some of these issues, and I think people are starting to understand that we've been duped by the pharmaceutical industry, and including doctors. You know, I agree with your comments, Dr. Montief. Doctors are doing the best they possibly can. They're going with what they think is evidence-based medicine, but it's based on fraudulent data. It's based on ghostwriting. You know, the whole concept of getting scientists or doctors to sign the articles that are written by the drug company's public relations firm. I mean, we've got some major problems in healthcare. You know, it's really being driven, as you said, organized medicine. It's being driven by the pharmaceutical industry.
And goes basically on the care of the there at Columbine. And there was certainly one of the boys was over 18, and they put that information out that he was on psychotropic drugs. But the younger one, well, because he wasn't 18, they just never released the information on him. I'm sure they were both on psychotropic drugs. That was a Columbine shooting. And suddenly, if you analyze all of these mass shootings, over 90% of them, these people have been on these psychotropic drugs. But we never talk about that. We always talk about the guns. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And if you have a question or comment for David, who's on the front lines of this battle and has a personal tragedy, he's had to live through this, and basically, those of you who would want more information, you may want to get to this new book we're carrying called Nutrient Power by Dr. Walsh, pointing out that most of these psychiatric episodes are certainly a chemical reaction in the brain, and if you change the diet and you add certain things like certainly folates to them or B6 or other things, specifically why these people recover and they do just fine. And you're not going to hear about this thing because it's much easier to give the people who are schizophrenic Prozac. rather than simply change their diet. Nowhere near as much profit. The book Nutrient Power, you need to understand what's really going on as we learn more and more about this. David, how can people get in touch with you and get your information? And one more time, if you'd like to give us a call, our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we have Jeff calling from Spokane. We'll get to Jeff in just a moment. But before I forget, David, how can people get in touch with you and get your material?
Well, the best way to get a hold of me is through my website. I've got a website that explains this tragedy at davidcarmichael.com. And my email is actually david@davidcarmichael.com.
Okay, it's davidcarmichael.com. And is that one word, no period in there at all?
No period. It's just davidcarmichael.com.
DavidCarmichael.com, and you have DVDs and other things that are available?
Well, no, I don't really have anything that I sell. I've got a couple of YouTube videos up. One is called Greed, Fraud, and Paxil, and the most recent one is 10 minutes long. It's called Paxil-Induced Homicide, and it's based on CTV W5 episode from 2007. It's a good, high-quality production, and it's just been edited down.
Okay, very good. Well, let's go to Jeff calling us from Spokane. Hi, Jeff. How are we doing?
It's really good. A great program again tonight. And I don't know if I missed this or not, but I wanted to just pass on to you and maybe the listening audience. There's a tremendous website that someone named Dr. David Healy put together. It's called SSRIstories.com, Selective Serotonin Reuptake Inhibitors, SSRIstories.com. And it has references and cross-references to 4,800-plus news stories in the media regarding these drugs and what they're doing to people. And I'm looking right now at the page, and there's cases here, school shootings, incidents, soldiers' cases, workplace violence. But if you go to the school shooting section, it starts off, I mean, here it is, wounded was withdrawing from Prozac antidepressant, Paxil withdrawal. I mean, it's just right there, lays it right out for you. Illinois, 2008, Minnesota, 2005, Pennsylvania, 2001. It even goes to Germany, Japan, to all of Finland, all over the world. It's just very comprehensive. I sent this website to our state representative, Matt Shea, in the 4th District here, and he thanked me profusely for just having this database that he could use to help support or defend the anti-gun legislation that was going on in Olympia. So maybe there's someone out there that can use this and pass it on to his state representative or senator. And
okay.
And just...
No, but Jeff, one more time, what is the address of the website?
You bet. It's www.ssristories.com.
SSRIstories.com. David, are you acquainted with that website?
Oh, I'm listed in the 4,800 plus. I am quite familiar with it. And in fact, the organization that David Healy has founded, we're also now involved in trying to make sure that's kept up to date, because it is the most comprehensive list of tragedies. And it's, you know, from suicides to homicides to just violent episodes of people who have been on these drugs from all over the world. It is an amazing website.
SSRI.com, SSRI.com.
SSRI Stories.
I'm sorry, what?
Stories.
SSRI Stories.
.com.
.com, SSRIstories.com. Ladies and gentlemen, go there, get the information, and help us to get it out, because it deals not only with the psychiatric problems, it deals with this fraudulent effort to disarm the people, because, of course, there is another agenda there. Anything else you want to say, Jeff? Go ahead.
No, I really just wanted to thank Mr. Carmichael for being so bold and courageous to stand up and fight for his rights. And in Canada, and we need more of that in the United States. So keep up the good work, sir. And I just wanted to put that website out in the hopes that it will help someone else.
SSRIstories.com. Okay, fine. Thanks very much for calling, Jeff. Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or you have a comment on this, but there's so many things out there, important issues, and certainly we try to touch on all of them. Probably every couple of years we get back to many of these stories that we've done before, and we get our guests back on again, because so many of these things are so vitally important for you to be able to understand what's going on today. How can you possibly comprehend what's going on unless you understand it is organized evil? We are actually giving medications to people who will not benefit from it, because there's a story within this last 2 weeks pointing out that certainly the people on Prozac, if you have a mild or moderate depression, it's not going to do you a bit of good, but it may make you psychotic, and you may kill your wife or your children, but it's not going to do you any good. Now, they question that maybe with very severe psychotics, it may have some effect, but not a great deal of effect. And basically now, of course, we understand that there's a chemical basis for so much of this. And if you haven't read the book, Nutrient Power by a professor, Bill Walsh, and who will be on with us again here, as soon as he gets back from Australia. I think it's the 16th and 17th, something like that, or the 17th and 18th, he'll be on us here. But anyway, of course, we hope you'll be listening to the programs and help us to get the information out. And of course, if you can get that website about SSRIstories.com and get it to your legislators, get it to your local police, get it to people in positions of authority, help us to get the information out. Because, of course, there is no neutral position in what's going on. Today, the people on the other side are well-organized, they're well-financed. Their goal is, of course, to disarm the American people, having nothing to do with the tragedies that are unfolding. What it has to do with everything, with power and the destruction of what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. David, you're right ahead. What are your thoughts, and what thoughts do you want to leave with our listeners tonight?
Well, I think my whole focus has been on trying to prevent antidepressant tragedies, and you've done a great job, Dr. Montes. You know, if you've got mild or moderate depression, there are alternatives, and the nutrients is key. That book you've mentioned, to me, exercise is very important for me. So I try to do that on a regular basis, and a lot of it is just managing stress. There's many alternatives to going in and getting that, what I call a quick fix for sometimes, just not feeling good about your life at that moment. And getting right down to the core issues is key, and I'm trying to do a discussion forum, a series. I've done one in London, Ontario, on February 21st. I'm now in Toronto on May 2nd. An hour and a half, we get right into my psychotic episode. I share some insight into what psychosis is. It's caused by these drugs. And it is surprising to me as to other people. And that's the reason that I'm working for Dr. David Healy and risk.org, because we not only, this database, we don't have sponsors, we don't have any advertisers, we really are trying to sustain it ourselves to be the most trusted source of information on drug side effects in the world, and we're trying to get people to report their own side effects on all prescription drugs, just not psychiatric drugs and SSRIs, but all drugs, so we have the best anecdotal evidence in the world that what these drugs are really doing, and that information is not available right now. The drug companies won't share it. We need to get it. We need to share it. We need people to be able to make good, informed decisions. So I do encourage your listeners to visit risk.org, rxisk.org, and take a look around. There's some good information there. And it really is, from my perspective, what could make the difference and really help improve the healthcare system worldwide.
And ladies and gentlemen, there's an organized effort to conceal the truth from the American people about the danger of the SSRI drugs, the selective serotonin reabsorption inhibitors, SSRI. And until you understand that, we're talking about something, some people say that Prozac was bringing in $25 to $27 billion a year. $25 to $27 billion a year. We're talking about big bucks, ladies and gentlemen. And the last thing that they want is for the people to learn the truth. Well, you're going to have to learn the truth, and you're going to have to help us get the information out. And should they do not take these drugs, they're certainly not good for you. And the doctor does not know the complications. You need, of course, any time you take a drug, to read the package insert. And when you do, and I know very well, one of my best friends tried to get me to take some medication for high blood pressure, I think it was. He was a cardiologist. I consider him a friend. And he told me there were no complications. I read the insert, and ladies and gentlemen, there was no way I was going to take that medication because there's far more certainly risk than benefit from it. As is true with so many of the medications today. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do owe to yourself. Being free of diseases, real well. Home for Health.
There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. And you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or advertise with us, or do what you can. And if you're not in a position to help, then we ask you to pray for our ministry, for our provision and protection, because we truly are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Well, I open the program talking about Michael Maloof, who I talked to today, 30 years with the Defense Department, and he told me that he's been in contact with friends of his at the highest levels of the U.S. Defense Department today, and these people tell him that off the record or very quietly working behind the scenes, they're very concerned about North Korea and the danger of an EMP attack, and Michael is going to be our guest on our Friday program at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, telling exactly what the people at the Defense Department fear that would be happening as far as the North Koreans and electromagnetic attack on America. Now, most people don't even know what electromagnetic pulse attack, EMP attack, is. That's why, of course, we're offering Michael's book, A Nation Forsaken. We think it's an important book. And then, of course, we have a 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack. We have a DVD on the threat of an EMP attack. That's with Ambassador Henry Cooper, who is actually a friend of ours, and I don't think he'd mind my telling you that he is certainly was an ambassador to the negotiations, American negotiations with the Soviets, for over a decade, and under both the Reagan and the Bush administrations. And certainly he has connections at the highest levels of our government today. And he has certainly a place in South Carolina. He's going to take his family, and he spends a good deal of time there getting ready, because he thinks that there could very well be an electromagnetic pulse attack. And you can actually hear his talk that he gave at our conference last October, simply that's called The Threat of an EMP Attack by Ambassador Henry Cooper. And if you'd like to get these items, they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We also offer the Congressional Commission Report, and of course it's almost 100 pages. It was a 2004 report put out by the Congressional Commission that was assigned to investigate the threat of an EMP attack. And certainly you can pull it down off the internet, but we have it all nicely bound for you. And basically you can get this along with the other items you need to know, and you need to help us sound the alarm on this very, very real threat. It's not imaginary. Now, if you get any of these items or anything else from us, there's a report that came out of the Heritage Foundation. And basically it's a 12-page report put together by two PhDs, and they reiterate what you will find in the book, A Nation Forsaken, in the 4-CD set, the threat of an EMP attack, and what certainly Ambassador Henry Cooper said when he spoke at our conference, and what he told me privately. And that is that the people who've studied this believe that if there was an EMP attack on America, why, of course, as many as 90% of our population would be dead within 6 months to a year. If there was an EMP attack on America, as many as 90% of our population would be dead within 6 months to a year. If this is a threat like this, why don't you hear about it? Why aren't you hearing about the fact that today in Washington, D.C., high officials in the Defense Department are certainly very quietly, that was the words that Michael Maloof used with me, very quietly certainly being very, very concerned about the very real threat of an electromagnetic pulse attack by North Korea, which has the capacity to do this. They know exactly how it would be done, and we have no effective defense against it. Again, you can get that Heritage Commission report. If you get anything from us, just ask for it. We'll send it to you for nothing. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean white with hope.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But as a battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Doug Millar. We're going to be talking about, well, certainly the rapture, and we usually stay away from this subject because most people have certainly a very fixed idea about this. And basically, of course, one of the things is that basically this idea of the pre-tribulation rapture was not something that certainly was a foundational issue of the church until about 150 to 200 years ago, about 150 years ago, when this teaching was introduced into the church. And it just basically says that Christians have nothing to worry about. They kind of get raptured before the great tribulation comes. And this, of course, is one thing that has neutralized the church in America, and why it is neutralized today, and why, unfortunately, so many people really aren't worried about what's going on because they think that we're going to get whisked up in the clouds before anything bad happens. And I'm not a theologian. I'm certainly simply a retired orthopedic surgeon with a certain knowledge of the scriptures. But there are a lot of people that I read who really are certainly theologians, and one of them certainly was Walter Martin, the Bible Answer Man. And I'll never forget Walter Martin's response. And he said, you know, he certainly had read all of these things put out by people who believed in the pre-tribulation rapture, but he had studied the Bible all of his life. He could not find anything there in the scriptures that convinced him there was going to be a pre-tribulation rapture. He didn't question the rapture, but he questioned the pre-tribulation rapture. And then his response was, but I pray that I'm wrong. Well, with us, Doug. Thank you so very much for being with us, Doug.
Yes, Dr. Stan, thank you so much for inviting me tonight.
Why don't you just go ahead and tell us your views on this issue?
Okay, well, first, if it's okay with you, I'll go into a little background because I grew up in the Presbyterian Church, and I didn't understand anything about the Bible and what Jesus had to say. I just was taught things in the Sunday school and in church, but like most teenagers, I walked away from the church and sold my wild oats to my chagrin, and as I look back on it. But I was very interested in the pre-trib rapture because I went to churches. Well, Bill Bright led me to the Lord in Anchorage, Alaska, about 2 weeks before the Good Friday earthquake in 1964. And so I started going to different churches. And every place I went, I heard about the pre-tribulation rapture. And so I thought, well, I guess I better go ahead and start doing my homework. Since I became a Christian, I better start reading the Bible. So I couldn't handle the King James Version because I didn't know much about the Bible. So I went to the Living Bible. And from there, I went to several other versions of the Bible. Eventually, in 1981, my wife gave me a copy of the NIV, New International Version. But finally, eventually, I wasn't satisfied with the different translations I was reading. I read the Bible several times looking for the pre-tribulation rapture and other issues that we kept hearing from the pulpit. I kept asking myself, why can I find it in the Bible?
Hold that thought. And I would just simply point out that the problem with this pre-tribulation rapture is, what happens when things fall apart in America? What happens when the society collapses and we're still here? And my fear is that many Christians are simply going to say we've been lied to. We carry a wonderful book by Bill Salas, The Window of the Lord's Return. The Window of the Lord's Return. We think it's a very important book on this subject. We'll be back here in just a moment with Doug Millar. Doug, go right ahead.
Okay. So, just for the record, since I get called Miller a lot, I like to spell my name M-I-L-L-A-R. I like to tell all the Millers that during the surf days, there were not many Millars, but there were lots of Millers, and so we live a little higher on the hill than you people that work for us.
And so basically it's Millar, right?
Yes, sir. Right.
Okay, right ahead. So anyway, basically, you were telling you something. You were in the NIV virus, NIV version. So where did you end up with your certainly study of the Bible?
Well, I have five siblings younger than me, and I had the privilege of leading them to the Lord by introducing them to what I learned after we all got married and were wandering around in the wilderness. And so a couple of my siblings, they ended up getting sold on the idea that the King James Version was much more scripturally sound, and that the other versions of the Bible that a man by the name of Geraldo Rivera, a Jesuit assassin, as you know, became a born-again Christian, and so he wrote his story about the fact that the Vatican has spent over $1 billion writing the different versions of the Bible to confuse those who did not belong to the Catholic Church. And so they said I should get back into the King James Version, and so I did that, and I realized, wow, this makes a lot more sense, because if you compare the different versions of the Bible, and there are ways you can do it on the internet, as well as go to a good Christian bookstore and find the different comparisons, and you find out that there are many scriptures from the King James that were changed in the newer updated version, and changing the scriptures to mislead us and not tell us the truth. And so I encourage everybody to do their homework, go on the internet, and compare King James Version with the Bible you have in your home, and you'll be shocked about the different versions. Some, of course, pushing the pre-tribulation rapture, some of them pushing the mid-tribulation rapture, but there's because of what Christ said in Matthew 24:29, he said, after the tribulation...
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Sure.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Doug was saying, of course, after struggling with all sorts of different translations, from the Living Bible to the NIV Bible to the others, he finally came back to the King James Version, and of course, I am totally in agreement with that. I have a lot of good friends who like other versions of the Bible, but I still like the King James best, because, of course, basically there's an orchestrated effort to change the message of the scriptures. You must understand that the enemies of freedom and the enemies of Christ have infiltrated the Christian faith. They have their people planted in the seminars. So many of our ministers are coming out today. And basically, they certainly, many of them don't even believe in the scriptures. They don't believe in the infallibility of the scriptures, but they're in the Christian church to change the thrust, to do social work, to help the poor, and there's nothing wrong with helping the poor. But they do not believe in the divinity of Jesus Christ. And they do not believe, of course, that the Bible is truly prophetic and is telling us what is coming down the line. So you can write ahead, Doug, with your analysis.
Okay. So it's best to go back to what Christ said about the tribulation and the rapture. And instead of listening to your pastor, who quite often, if you learn truth was known, was taught by Jesuits in Protestant seminaries. Would you agree with that, Dr. Stan?
I would. Go right ahead.
All right. So Christ says in Matthew 24:29, immediately after the rapture of those days shall come the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then verse 30 is really a powerful one. It says, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. In other words, this is after the tribulation. In other words, the thousand-year reign of the Antichrist on earth, and then Christ returns to the earth. Do you agree with that, Dr. Stan?
No, not necessarily. I don't necessarily think the Antichrist is going to rule the world for 1,000 years, but go right ahead.
No, it doesn't say that in here. It's just that the people that teach the tribulation say that there'll be 1,000-year reign of
okay, fine. Well, I would certainly disagree with that totally, but go ahead. I think we're in for some very difficult times here, but I don't think that the evil one is going to be in charge for that length of time, although I think he's going to have tremendous influence. I think, of course, we're told certainly in 2 Thessalonians 2 that basically the man, certainly that we will have the man of sin will appear. Certainly, we're going to have the man of sin appear before, of course, Christians are taken off the earth. Go ahead.
Dr. Stan, I apologize. I made a big mistake. The 7 years, we have three and a half years of peace and then 3.5 years of the rule of the Antichrist. And then I meant to say, and I should have said, that the 1,000-year reign of Christ occurs.
1,000-year reign of Christ, that is what we're told in the scriptures. Okay, fine. But go ahead.
I'm a little tired here. I apologize. I made a big mistake there. So anyway, the bottom line is, folks, that I encourage you all to do your homework on the Bible. Don't take anybody's word for it. Read it for yourself, and you'll be shocked. You'll find many things in the Bible being spoken by Christ and his prophets before the Christ is even on the earth. There's about 500 prophecies about the coming of Christ before he even walked the earth. And so the bottom line is that we've been lied to by those who infiltrated our Protestant seminaries as well as the Catholic seminaries, and we're being told about the pre-trib rapture. As Dr. Stan just said, you don't have to worry. We're going to be raptured, and we don't have to worry about anything. That's a total lie. Think about it. Why every other country in the world has had their faith in Jesus Christ tested, people tortured and murdered by the millions and tens of millions throughout history. And so why should we in America, especially after we've allowed over 50,000 babies to be aborted, probably getting close to 60 million now. Do you think that the Lord is not going to make us go through the rapture? I mean, the logic.
I mean, go through the tribulation is what you're saying.
I'm sorry. I said the rapture, yeah.
Right.
Through the tribulation. It only makes sense that we'll be tested for our faith, just like every other Christian in every other country has been tested, not once, but throughout history they've had persecution by their neighboring countries. But we've never been conquered. And now, because of our abuse and what we've done to destroy the Constitution we were given, and it was given to us, I'm convinced, by godly men who had studied the Bible in great depth. And so now we're going to have to pay a terrible price for allowing the Supreme Court to take the Bible out of the schools in 1963.
I think what people have to realize is that either the Bible is relevant or it's not relevant. Either the Bible is accurate or it's not accurate. There's no intermediate position for that. A lot of the prophecies that were made thousands of years ago coming to pass. And they are coming to pass. And if you have not out there seen why the series we have on the Final Countdown by Pastor Billy Crone, we recommend it to you. They're DVDs. There are 5 DVDs in each set. Final Countdown 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, each with 5. And the 6th one, the 6th version, we don't have yet, but we hope to have it. And that'll complete it. And he simply goes through all the things that were prophesied that have actually come to pass. And there's just no way this could have happened by accident. So I think as we see what's going on certainly in the world today, and we realize, of course, that God is in charge, things are not happening by accident. A lot of things going on don't make any sense. And yet, of course, there's a group of people who control our government. They have absolute control over both political parties. They control the banking system, the corporate system, the military, the media, the educational system. They control many of our churches. Certainly, they control the media. And they largely control what the American people think. But basically, of course, they do not control God. They have a plan. They want to bring about a world government. But, of course, God has a plan, too. And they tell us that in the scriptures there is going to be this move towards a world government. And basically what we're seeing played out today is God's plan through humanity. And, of course, no matter what the elite, the people of great wealth, and these very evil people working behind the scenes want, I believe that they're being utilized by God to bring about his plan. Would you agree with that, Doug?
Oh, definitely. I sure agree with you. And, Dr. Stan, when you called me and invited me to be on your show after I sent out that email about the issue of the tribulation and the rapture, I didn't even know what your position on the pre-trib versus the rapture was. And but I trusted that I saw and knew you well enough. But I thought, well, it's always possible he's going to debate me on this on his own program, and I better do my homework.
Well, basically, of course, I invited you on because, of course, you do not accept the pre-tribulation rapture. And I have many friends, I'm certainly a far better theologians than I am, who believe in a pre-tribulation rapture. And I would say that the majority of the church leaders believe in a pre-tribulation rapture. But the question is, of course, what is pre-tribulation? And basically, of course, I think things are going to be terribly, terribly bad. But, of course, then I think we're going to go through some very difficult times. We have this wonderful book. It's called The Window of the Lord's Return by Bill Salus. I don't know whether he's right or not, but I will tell you that it's well worthwhile reading. I should say John Shorey, S-H-O-R-E-Y, because basically, of course, it is his contention that the rapture occurs after the first 3.5 years, when things are terrible during the first 3.5 years. But then after, of course, the rapture of the church, why, of course, things really get bad. And he makes a very, very convincing story about this, and we'll be putting together a 4-CD set on that. But you go right ahead, Doug.
Okay, so the bottom line is I have a friend that the last 10 years, he was introduced, we were introduced to each other by my best friend in Utah. I was there investigating the kidnap of Elizabeth Smart. And so I spent over a year there and held weekly meetings for the entire year in restaurants and places. And many wonderful people who love the Lord in spite of what their church is teaching. And the bottom line is that Dr. A. Truott, who's speaking at the Conspiracy Con this year, Dr. Stan, he is the one that introduced me to Dr. Mel Laney, L-A-N-E-Y, who lives 15 miles from the White House. And they had never met in person, but what happened was that Dr. Lane said, because you're helping protect children and investigating these violent crimes against children covered by law enforcement, I am going to be a mentor to you and help you legally. And he's been my finest mentor and closest ally for the last 10 years. And I left Utah about July of 2003. Now, what so significant was, I had him on my show just last week, and he started talking about the fact that he left the Mormon Church, and he was destined to be one of the top 15 leaders, and eventually probably the world leader of the Mormon Church. But he left it, and the result was that he became a born-again Christian. And what's so fascinating is that he was teaching at the Georgetown University. As you know, that's the Jesuit University in Washington, D.C. And I said, what in the world were you teaching there? He said, I was teaching environmental economics. I said, whoa. He's got 2 doctorates, and he qualifies as a medical doctor for a 3rd doctor, but he didn't actually get the degree. And what? Are we getting at the end of the line here?
Yeah, we're going. If you're out there that is the audience and you have some thoughts on the rapture, give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But we're talking about the pre-tribulation rapture. Is it a pre-trib rapture, mid-trib, post-trib? What are your thoughts? Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Let us all be grateful.
Hi, Dad. Don't be late.
No. White with foam. God bless America. My home.
Right, Pop? Right, son. Makes you think of Blake, doesn't it? Makes you think of a lot of things. We're going to be in this yet, Mom.
Hello, son.
Hi, Mom.
Hello, darling.
New song?
Brand new, first time in the air. Brand new, my eye. You know, I threw that song out of Yip Yip Yap Bang 22 years ago. Sounds better now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan for Radio Liberty. Our guest, of course, is Doug Millar. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We're talking about the rapture. And, of course, I would love to have the rapture occur and not have to go through any difficult times. But I really don't believe that God is just that's going to happen, because Christians throughout the world today are being persecuted. Here in America, we live in an idyllic situation, and the Christians have sat back and allowed this country to be destroyed. They've allowed the wicked people to take God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and Christmas and Easter and morality out of our schools, and we're teaching children about homosexuality in grammar school. And our military is going throughout the world and installing the Muslim Brotherhood, and certainly in both Afghanistan and in Iraq, we've installed governments. America has installed governments under Sharia law. And if Sharia law persecutes the Christians, why are we doing that? We've allowed evil people to take control of our government, and I don't believe God is going to look kindly on that. Well, let's go to Joe, who's calling us from New Jersey. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Joe, do you have a question or comment?
Okay. Hi, Dr. Stan, and hello to your guests. I just wanted to weigh in just with one particular verse of Scripture, which I think means that it's going to be a mid-tribulation type of rapture, and I found this passage of Scripture in the Gospel of Matthew, the 24th chapter and the 21st and the 22nd verse. And if your guest would like to read it, he can go ahead and read it if you have a Bible available.
Well, basically, what does it say?
Okay, I'll read it for you. It says, "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world, to this time, no, nor ever shall be, and except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened." So that to me sounds like the mid-trib rapture.
Well, I think that is, and I hope you'll get certainly the book by certainly John Shorey, the Window of Our Lord's Return. It really does. He does a tremendous job on that. We've had him on several times. We'll have him on again. And we're going to put together a 4-tape set. We carry his book. We think it's vitally important. And he has done a tremendous job, certainly documenting the mid-trib position. Do you have anything else you want to say, Joe?
Okay. And here's another thing that You know, it's kind of puzzling in a way because Jesus also says, as it wasn't now, and this is sort of like a contradiction to what Jesus is talking about as far as a great tribulation, because then he goes on to say, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the coming of the Son of Man, for they were eating and drinking and marrying and being given in marriage until the flood came and took them all away. So it sounds like everything is going to be going on as normal, and then all of a sudden, that's it. The curtains come down.
I think, Joe, what you have to understand is it was in the days of Noah. The world was totally evil. God had created the perfect world with Adam and Eve and certainly their descendants. And the people had turned away from God, and they were into all sorts of terrible things. And basically, the women were having relationships with the demonic spirits. And certainly, children were the Nephilim. And basically, it was evil in the world at that time, and it's evil in the world today. That's, I think, what he was referring to.
Well,
Doug, do you have any comment at all about what Joe is saying?
Well, first I'd like to finish what I didn't get a chance to finish, and that was what Dr. Laney said. It was he was approached by a man. He said, I'm not qualified to be a teacher like you, but he said, you notice that some of the professors here who are the best professors are no longer here. And Dr. Laney said, well, I've noticed that, but I don't know where they've gone. He said, well, I'll tell you where they've gone. They are Jesuit professors here, but they've gone into seminaries to teach the Christians, and I'm referring to Protestants, of course, in their seminaries and in their pulpits. And so we have been, our pulpits have been conquered by people who are really Jesuits, and that's why we hear so much false teaching on television ministries. And so, Joe, regarding your issue, I mean, I'm glad that you're not a pre-trib rapture supporter. And personally, I mean, I agree with Dr. Stan. I wish we didn't have to go through the tribulation. But from what Christ said, there's no question in my mind that, think about it.
Well, I think, Doug, what's going to happen is we're going to have some difficult times. But, of course, I think after the rapture comes, things are really going to get bad. And as we're told in the scriptures, certainly if the Christ did not come again, why, of course, that no one would survive. Everything would be destroyed.
Right.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn
prayer. Okay, Joe, do you have anything else you wanted to say before we let you go?
Yeah, you know, Dr. Stan, I remember you had another guest on, and the subject basically was the same about the rapture. And I think, I don't remember whether it was a caller that called in, or your guest did mention something about how in Daniel, it talks about, I think it's in chapter 11, And here it is in chapter 11. It says here, and what verse? It's 14. And it says here, and in those times there shall be many standing up against the king. No, not that. Hold on. Let's see here. Oh boy. Here it is. It's at the end. Oh, and at that time the end shall. Oh boy. You know what? I lost it, dog.
Okay, God bless. Well, thanks very much for calling, Joe.
If I find it, I'll call back, okay?
Okay, fine. Thanks so much, and we'll be back in just a moment here.
Thank you very much.
leg.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here. Our guest this evening is Doug Millar. And basically, we have Judy calling from Tri-Cities. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment on this issue, is it going to be a pre-trib rapture? Is it going to be a mid-trib rapture? Going to be a post-trib rapture? I said that the Lord is coming again. It's a basic tenet of Christianity. Is it true? Well, the Bible is true. And basically, you're seeing the carrying out of prophetic times. We're living in prophetic times, and we can talk so very much about what's going on today from a prophetic point of view. But right now, let's go to Judy in Tri-Cities. Hi, Judy. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, it's interesting that you have this as a topic tonight, because I have a friend. She and I are having a debate on this very issue, and she says that there will be people on the earth after the rapture that will endure the tribulation.
Now the question is, are going to be people on earth, but will they be Christians or not? That's the question.
Well, she's saying that if they take the mark of the beast, then they will be, they'll be doomed. But if they don't, they're the ones that have to endure, she says.
Well, we're just going to have to wait and see. There are all sorts of ideas, certainly, and there are people a lot smarter than I am who have debated this thing back and forth. But the question, basically, whether it be a pre-tribulation rapture, a mid-tribulation rapture, a post-tribulation rapture, will some Christians be left behind? And certainly, or will some of the people who take the mark of the beast, will some of those people actually have the opportunity to be saved? I don't know. But anyway, what else would you like to say, Judy?
Well, that was it. Just that she felt that it was that the Christians would be raptured before the tribulation, because she's thinking that the tribulation means what we are going through now, you know, persecution and so on, and that the real tribulation, or the wrath, or whatever you want to call it, that we won't experience that. It will be people, like you say, left behind after the rapture.
Well, now, basically, does she think that the Christians are going to go through terrible times or not? Does she think we're
no.
going to be raptured out before bad times come?
That's what she says, yeah.
Okay, fine. Well, Chris says she's entitled to her opinion. I know a lot of people a lot smarter than I am believe that way. I just don't. I believe more in mid-trib rapture. And if you haven't read the book by John Shorey, it's entitled the Window of the Lord's Return. It's well worthwhile. He's done a tremendous job of simply going over the scriptures and correlating it. So I appreciate so much your calling. Doug, do you have any comments you'd like to make before we let Judy go?
Judy and Joe, I'd like to encourage you to think about this. To me, this is the most, and I've said this for many years, to me, this is the most exciting time to be alive on earth in history, except for one time. And it was the 3 years that Christ did his ministry on earth and gave his life for us, so we can be saved.
Amen to that. Okay, fine. Well, thank you so very much for calling, Judy. I appreciate it. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
No, I just thank you very much for your program.
Well, we try to do our best, and we may not always be right, but we try to present a logical explanation for it and try to get people on who are a lot smarter than I am. And if you haven't read the book, The Window of the Lord's Return, is well worthwhile getting. God bless. Thanks very much. And let's go to John, who's calling us from Spokane. Hi, John. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I'm doing fine. This is certainly a very interesting topic, and I know there are people that tend to fall on all sides of the issue, pre-
I can't hear him.
And post-tribulation.
Right, go ahead.
But I myself, I don't know if I can be heard or not, but I myself tend to fall more towards the post-tribulation or end of the tribulation perspective. And I'll give you a couple of verses that for me tend to back that up. Out of Daniel, in Daniel 9:27, it's talking about Well, in that whole passage there in Daniel 9, it talks about the 70 weeks, which obviously time doesn't have allowed to go into completely, but the it says in 9:27, he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate. Well, that's fancy language out of the King James, but basically what many believe this means, when it says he shall confirm the covenant, it's talking about the Antichrist, who will make a covenant, sort of a peace treaty of sorts, and this will probably be all integrated into the establishment of New World Order. It'll be a covenant for 7 years. That's what the 1 week refers to, a week of years. But it says here that in the midst of the week, that is 3.5 years into it, he shall commit the abomination of desolation. Now, in Matthew 24.
Well, okay, basically, we really don't want to go into a lot of detail, but basically, mm-hmm. you're a post-tribia. You believe in a post-trib rapture, right?
Well, yes, and if I may give you one more
okay, go
verse
ahead.
Here.
Right.
Well, I was going to point out first that in Matthew 24, Jesus states that when the abomination occurs, then you shall see great tribulation. So, the Great Tribulation only begins after the middle of that 7 year period, because the abomination of desolation or the defiling of the Jerusalem temple has to occur first.
And that's basically what it says basically in the second, in Thessalonians 2, basically, that certainly first of all, the man of sin is to appear, and then, of course, the people are taken out. But anyway, go ahead.
Here's the
make your final point. Go ahead.
Right. Here's the verse that really gets me. It's Daniel 12, verses 6 and 7. And it says, and one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times and a half, in other words, 3.5 years, and when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished.
Well,
in other words, in the period of the tribulation, the purpose of the Antichrist is to destroy all enemies of the devil, in other words, the people of God.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be great persecution going on during that period of 3.5 years, while the New World Order is being consolidated.
Okay.
Therefore, I believe that there will be Christians on the earth, and very likely this rapture, as it is termed, that term is not in the Bible, it's from the Latin Vulgate, but anyway, it's not in the King James or any of the modern translations per se, but when that event does occur, the catching away, it will occur at the second coming of Christ.
Okay, fine. Well, thank you. I appreciate very much your views on that, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens. God bless. And there are all sorts of opinions, and I certainly respect your opinion. Thank you so very much for calling, and let's go to Joe, who's calling us back from New Jersey. Joe, do you have something you wanted to say? And we do have an open line. Somebody would like to call. Go ahead, Joe. What was the rest of that?
Okay, I found the scripture where I left off with yourself and your guest, Doug, and it's in Daniel. And it's in Daniel chapter 12, and it's verse 1 and 2. And I heard you speaking about this with another guest you had on one time, and I don't remember what it was, a caller. I think it was a caller that called in, and this is such an interesting verse, because basically what Daniel is saying in chapter 12, 1 and 2, is really, it's over. It's finished. Now, let me just read this, and it's two pretty short verses. And Daniel chapter 12, and at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Well, when it says everlasting, that means it's over. There ain't nothing coming after that forever.
Okay.
Now, if you go, yeah, but so here's the thing. When you go back to Matthew, that's talking about there's a tribulation, and then all of a sudden those days will be shortened, and there will no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened. It sounds like that's the end of everything.
Okay.
That's what I have to say.
Okay, God bless. Thanks very much, Joe.
All right, God bless you.
In fact, Doug, do you have any comment at all on what has been said?
Well, no, but I think that Daniel, of course, was prophesying the future, but the fact is that these people can't argue, and they're not trying to argue with what Jesus said. They're just saying the same things you and I heard from the pulpit for a decade about the mid-trib, the post-trib, the pre-trib. And the sad part about it is we hardly ever hear anyone talk about the post-trib rapture, correct?
Right. Okay, fine. Well, let's go. We have Bruce calling us from Durand, Michigan. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and Bruce calling from Durand, Michigan. Bruce, do you have a comment at all?
Yeah, a question. There's so much wishful thinking on this subject. You have to guard against it all the time.
You're absolutely right.
Is there any... Actually, two questions. The second one's more important. You want me to ask both?
Well, why don't you just ask one, okay, and then we'll see.
All right, is there any biblical reason whatsoever that it would take 7 years or 3.5 years or 3.5 hours for the marriage supper of the Lamb to occur? Couldn't it happen after the tribulation? Why does it have to happen before?
No, basically, are you speaking to the marriage feast of the Lamb? Are you talking about the rapture? What are you talking about?
Because that is one of the main reasons pre-tribulation rapture people think that we have to have a pre-tribulation rapture because the marriage supper has to have a certain amount of time to take place.
Do you have any thoughts on that, Doug?
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand it. It's not loud enough for me to understand.
Okay, fine. He's just basically saying that the marriage supper of the Lamb. But basically, what's your point, Bruce?
Why does it have to occur before the
tribulation? I don't think it does.
I don't either.
Okay, anything else, Bruce?
Yes, this is the more important one. Okay. I used to be mid-tribulation rapture, too, but I think it is post-tribulation because of Christ in John 5 says that the day will come when all in the grave will hear his voice. Some will come forth to everlasting life. Some will be resurrected to damnation. Then in Revelation it says, this is the first resurrection. Then the rest of the dead live not till 1,000 years later. If the resurrection and rapture occur at the beginning of the tribulation, and that's the resurrection to life, and the only other resurrection is the resurrection to damnation 1,000 years later, that means everyone who dies in the tribulation is damned. And I don't think the Bible teaches that.
Okay, fine. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Let's, of course, go to...
David is calling from upstate New York. Hi, David. Question or comment?
Yeah, there was three callers before me. And my question is, did he quote from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2?
No, basically, he did not. And basically, I think that is one of the most important of the quotations. In fact, I just was looking it up in my Bible, and somehow or other, I got the Schofield Bible, and it certainly totally distorts what was said. So why don't you go ahead and quote from 2 Thessalonians 2, because I think it is one of the key references in the scriptures about the rapture. Would you like to quote it?
Yeah, okay, it's 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, starting with verse 1, and I'll read it to you. As to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and our being gathered together to him, we beg you, brothers and sisters, not to be quickly shaken in mind or alarmed, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as though from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord is already here. And this is the key. Let no one deceive you in any way, for that day will not come unless the rebellion comes first and the lawless one is revealed.
And referring to the Antichrist. That is a key to the whole understanding of when the rapture is going to occur. And I agree with you. Okay?
And there's one other thing, Dr. Stan. You know, people mention talk about a seven-year period. Now, the only time period that I've come across in the book of Revelations would be in chapter 11, it talks about a three-and-a-half-year period. And then in chapter 13, it talks about a three-and-a-half-year period. But there's nothing specific in the New Testament that I've come across that talks about a seven-year period. All I've come across is a three-and-a-half-year period.
Okay, fine. Well, thank you. Appreciate your comments. I do believe, of course, and I'm not enough of a theologian, but I do believe there is this concept of a seven-year period. But I'm not going to debate it because maybe somebody else could come in a lot smarter than I am. Thank you so very much for calling. And that was David calling from upstate New York. Doug, do you have any comments at all before we go to our next caller?
Well, speaking of Thessalonians, in 1 Thessalonians 5:21, it states, prove all things. And Jesus said in Matthew 13:49-50, so shall the end be of the world. The angels will come and sever the wicked from among the just.
Amen to that. Well, let's go to Barbara, who's calling us now from Santa Cruz. Hi, Barbara. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes and no.
Okay,
I have a question. Doug, I really appreciate your thoughts on Thessalonians 2:2, because that one jumped out at me one day, and I was like, wow. But I wonder if you have any thoughts on the verse, and I'm sorry I don't have the biblical verse at the point, but it says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall
that comes from Matthew 24, I believe.
Okay. So shall it be in you know.
Right.
Do you have any thoughts on this?
Matthew 24, Dr. Yeah,
this whole, concept is as it was
when
in
the Lord
days
returned,
of Noah. Right.
The Lord's return, as it was in the days of Noah.
I'm glad you brought that up, Barbara, because, you know, we see the same as in Noah's time. What happened? It was there was so much wickedness on the earth that God couldn't find anybody but Noah and his family to save. And we see the rise of homosexuality and perversion throughout our country, and the judges are ruling against the Bible and against the traditional family of a man and woman. And here in the San Francisco Bay Area, I'm an hour north of the Golden Gate Bridge in Santa Rosa, and men have been adopting little babies here for decades. Unbelievable. It don't make the paper, but I've met a couple of these people, and they brag about the fact that many of their friends have done the same thing.
Hold that thought. Barbara, do you have any other thoughts?
Well, I was just thinking, I mean, I always thought that as, you know, in the days of Noah, that, you know, it was a very...
very wicked time. Hang on.
Not
there for
a
just
wicked
a
time.
Barbara, you go right ahead.
But it was in a time that we did not have the technology that we have now. And I'm wondering, does any of this have any connection? I have read a couple of books that said that there was much technology that we do not understand at this, you know, now that was occurring then. That is occurring now because it was, you know, destroyed during when God destroyed the, you know, the earth at that time. Not the earth, but, you know.
Society, right.
Yeah. But did they have all of these, a lot of technology things that we have now during that period of time that is bringing us into the same period that we are entering as it was in the times, in the days of Noah?
Doug, do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I know it's a very controversial subject, and, you know, we know that the pyramids in Egypt and around the world were built with science, with technology that just doesn't click with the fact that until just recent times, we couldn't have even built those things. And so we know that, of course, in the Old Testament, it talks about the Nephilim coming, and they were dark angels who fell on the women of the earth fair, and they came here and bred with them, had children. And so we don't really know much about that history because, of course, God pretty well has eliminated that with the flood and with the fact that so many countries have conquered each other and destroyed all our history books.
But I think that, there was a very advanced society at that time, Barbara, whether they had all the electronics we have now, we don't know, but they had tremendous architectural and building capacity, and I suspect they had many things that may be even more advanced than we have now, and God destroyed it all because the world was so evil at that time. I think that's
right.
What it's all about in Matthew 24. Anything else, Barbara?
No, I think it was the evil that that did destroy it, but it was the fact that, there was so much, things that they could do, and I'm not too sure that people today could build the pyramids.
I'm not sure they
honestly
could either. God bless
you. They're awesome. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Thanks very much. Bye-bye. And, of course,
Doug,
I want to thank you so much for being with us. It's been a real interesting hour. We really appreciate your willingness to be with us tonight.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. And just want to tell your people that you're one of our co-founders of United for Justice. Thank you so much.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest has been Doug Millar, and hope you enjoyed the program. I knew would be a controversial program, and people have all sorts of views on this. And the pre-trib position, the mid-trib position, the post-trib position. And we're just going to have to see how things played out, but I do believe we're living in prophetic times, and I don't believe you can understand what's going on unless you understand that. We do carry John Shorey's excellent book, The Window of the Lord's Return. The Window of the Lord's Return, and you'll certainly want to get the book. You'll want to get certainly the various interviews we have with John, because they will help you so much to understand what's going on. And then, of course, we have the DVD sets put out by our good friend Pastor Billy Crone, who's a regular guest at Radio Liberty. And basically, there is a five set, and there's five DVDs in each of the packages. It's called The Final Countdown, as Pastor Billy simply goes into prophecies and then shows you how they're being fulfilled today, whether it be the prophecies having to do with the Jews returning to the Holy Land or the explosion of knowledge, the things that are going on today are all prophetic. Very little going on today is not prophetic. And basically, of course, if you study the scriptures, you'll find out that there's no mention of America as a nation. Now, basically, of course, there is mention, however, of Babylon, modern-day Babylon, and that is the center, the financial center of the world. Where is the financial center of the world today? It's in New York. And basically, of course, it's right along the ocean, and you read the Revelation, you'll find out, and John Shorey makes a point of this in his book, and that's one reason why I agreed with it, because so much of what he said, I'd already thought through it, but he managed to put it down. But the ship captains are in their ships, certainly offshore, watching this Babylon, the financial center of the world, the fire, the smoke from the burning of that great city. Are they talking about New York? Well, we'll know as time unfolds. Our job is to observe what's going on, to understand we're living in prophetic times, to go to the scriptures, but sometimes God conceals much of this from us. If you haven't certainly seen Pastor Billy Crone's DVD sets, we've watched all of them, all five sets, five in each one. They call the Final Countdown. You get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. And Pastor Crone has gotten all sorts of film footage to dramatize what he's doing. It's not simply getting up and giving a talk. But, of course, he has film footage from many sources, some of the people I know quite well, and puts this all together in fascinating information so that you can begin to understand what is taking place today. And things are moving at a fantastic clip. And certainly the important thing is to have a personal relationship with our Lord, to be able to express these things to others, to let them understand we're living in truly prophetic times, and hopefully to lead them to the Lord. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, I hope you will. And certainly you'll get other people to read it. And for those of you who bought the cases of the books, why, they are getting printed. They should be available before very long. They should be shipping here in another few days. So remember, that's Brotherhood of Darkness. And then the Final Countdown by Pastor Billy Crone. And then, of course, if you want to get John Shorey's book, we think it's an important book. It's entitled The Window of the Lord's Return. As he goes into all the reasons why he believes in a mid-tribulation rapture, is he correct? I don't know. And I think Walter Martin said it best. He said, we're going to wait and see. And first of all, if the rapture doesn't come, before the tribulation, then of course it's not pre-trib. If it doesn't come in the middle of the tribulation, then it's not mid-trib and it'll have to be post-trib. We'll have to wait and see. But certainly the important thing is your personal relationship with our Lord. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help Radio Liberty, then we ask you to pray for our ministry, for our provision and protection, because, of course, we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Let us all be grateful.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 2 April 2013. It is Tuesday. You're in the right place. We would love having you join us at the Power Hour today. School is in session. Life is in session at the Power Hour. It's all about learning. It's all about beginning each new day with the idea that this may be the best day of my life. Think about that. What a concept. If we begin every day with, I believe this day is going to be the best day of my life. No matter what it is, no matter what the challenge is, we need to look at everything as if it is a gift. Everything is a gift. It is not good or bad. It just is. It is a gift. Now, I'm not saying I remember that all the time, and I can play according to those rules all the time. I'm just about as human as anybody else. But let's start off with, this is going to be the best day. I am going to learn something new. I am going to be a better person.